Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Tuesday, the 20th of July in the year 2021, and we are joined to chat about the Star Wars news of the day, the news and rumors. We won't delve too deep into spoiler territory. We'll go vague where we need to, but someone that hates being vague about Star Wars is today's guest. Very precise, very, very learned. Welcome back to the show, Star Wars Explained, Alex Damon.
Thanks, Steel. I do love being vague about spoilers, though, because I've only seen what Twitter has made me see. So I know some stuff about, like, Kenobi, but I haven't really tried to dive in myself.
Well, what's up with that? It just seems in the last 2 years, and I'm not sure if your headphone settings have reverted back, because I can slightly hear myself now.
All right.
We've been plagued with this. Like, guys, you know what I sound like. Would you want to listen to this if you were me? No.
I think it's great.
Oh, thank you, Alex. But over the last, like, 2 years, it seems like people's spoiler policies, like in like putting out like rumor reports and stuff, have there's no, like, barely any protection. It's just there in the tweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly I don't know. I mostly get it from just random people, just like on my feed, discussing the article or whatever, and that's usually what gets me and surprises me with stuff I don't really want to know, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I know people, like, they desperately want the click and the credit and stuff, but just dance around it a little bit. You don't have to say the character's name in the tweet with the image.
To be fair, like, there are things where, I don't know, knowing that a character is going to be in the show, especially if they're going to be in, like, episode one, that's one thing. Obviously, I don't want, like,
the Phantom Menace, Jake Lloyd. Yeah. What?
Like, obviously, I don't want Luke Skywalker's going to be in the last episode of The Mandalorian. I don't want to know that at all. But knowing that, I don't know, what I've read about Kenobi, I'm like, okay, I didn't want to know that, but I'm not crushed that I know it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm the same, but I do think that you should give people a choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that also, and this may be a big part of it, is that people's clicking habits now aren't, like, website-centric. It's, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I remember, yeah, like in the 90s, I don't know if you've ever been there, great time. I was refreshing that Rebel Scum and the Force.net.
Force.net, yeah.
Every hour. And some days you get 3 Rebel Scum reports in a day. And it was like, oh, that's the stuff. That's the stuff. The amount of refreshes that would have been, that Philip Wise would have made a fortune off my Entertainment Earth reclicks or something. I don't know.
You know, I'm trying to think, when did it, like, become a thing? When did spoilers become a thing? Because I feel like when Lost was first on, I would go in and I'd go to school the next day and people would be like, oh, did you see Lost? Like, Charlie almost died, but he didn't. Like, no regard for whether or not you had seen it. It was just like, you should have seen it and let's talk about it. And I don't recall ever getting mad about it. I'm just like, when did spoiler culture, like, become a thing where it's like, and I do get mad about spoilers. I don't want to know things anymore, but I don't remember when that shift happened.
Yeah, I guess it's different with a TV show because it's like you sort of expect people to have watched it, especially then. Like if it's Lost, like everyone's watching it at whatever time it was on 8:30. But yeah, I sort of think like with like Rebels or The Mandalorian, it's you wait till that Monday.
Yeah.
Like once that character poster's out. I was going to say once Star Wars spoils it, you can spoil it. But if that was the case, I just would have started talking about Luke Skywalker and the Mandalorian. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, well, go.
Well, sometimes they do like put out the day of, like, here's Hera and the Bad Batch. And just that was, I don't know, hours into that Friday 2 weeks ago. Sometimes they give things away on their own social media right away. Sometimes they hold back. So
what was the thing? Was it Hera that, sorry, I just had an icy drink and now I've got ice in my mouth. Pardon me, everyone. Just add it to the lists of unprofessionalism. That's what I'm trying. I can't even say it. That's how unprofessional I am. Oh, shocking. Was the Hera thing, they tweeted out something the day before and then they had to delete it? I sort of didn't. Do you know what that I'm talking about at all? Okay. John Bishop, did you get spoiled by Han Solo dying? That would...
Oof.
I think that was out there. Like, not out there, but out there in the spoiler bubble. Which, back for The Force Awakens, it was a tighter bubble. I was heavily on Twitter and stuff, but I didn't... I sort of assumed the Han Solo thing because of Harrison Ford, but there's one thing to assume. And then another.
It's another thing to just know.
Yeah.
It used to be like you don't spoil movies with twists in them. Like, I feel like people are always mad with, you know, The Sixth Sense. Like, don't say that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Like that. Don't give that away. But
yeah. But
now it's like anything. If you tell me anything about this movie, like, I will hunt you down.
But The Sixth Sense would have been destroyed if it came out in the last 5 years. Do you know what I mean? Like back in the day, you could only spoil things to people you knew, and then you had to look them in the eye the next day. So, you know, that's the thing about like social media and Twitter. It's like, oh yeah, who would have thought being able to read everyone on the planet's minds was going to turn out badly?
Right.
It's a curse. Like that's always my Twilight Zone episode. Being able to read everyone's minds, that would.
It's a great Buffy episode too.
I can barely deal with what's on my mind. I don't need to know what's on your mind, Kessel.
Right now, dinner.
Malastar. Lightspeed. I'm trying to. This is my effort at saying Star Wars trivia.
Oh. Yeah, constantly, just like planets cycling.
Yeah. What planet are you thinking about now, Alex?
Now it is Malastar.
Ah, okay. So
pod racing there, very fast, very dangerous.
Excellent. Hey, before we move on, I do have to know what that Max Rebo thing is behind you.
Oh, it's a tiki mug.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's Max Rebo is one of the characters I collect. You know, I got my Biggs. I got Max Rebo. Cobb Vanth Wrecker now has been added to the list.
I was so sure you were going to say, as an insult to my Star Wars knowledge.
I was going to explain who Max Rebo is.
Okay, Max so Rebo is a character in Return of the Jedi.
I don't know if you know him.
Oh, man. You say Space Torch once, and they just hold you over the coals.
I still, every time in The Last Jedi, when Luke comes out, he's going to the tree, and he's got that little thing with an actual flame coming out of it. I think of you every time because I'm like, that's a space torch.
Come on. Hey, how are you liking the that Bad Batch?
I'm loving it. the latest episode might be my favorite one so far. I thought it was fantastic.
It was really good without being shocking. Do you know what I mean? Like, the goodness mm-hmm. just relied on just it was a good episode rather than, you know, a character appeared or like it was yeah. more based on the actual the meat than it connected to something else. It was it didn't blow me away, but I'm like, oh, that was a solid bit of animation. Like,
and the Hauser stuff. I really liked the Hauser stuff.
Oh, I'm into this Hauser.
Oh, everyone loves Hauser. I would love to find a person who doesn't like Hauser. I just don't think they exist.
I don't think you would want to find that person. They would be very cold of heart.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very keen on Hauser. Hey, can you tell me this? You know a factoid or two. Did Hauser get released as a figure and he had a different name or something like that?
Apparently. I've been trying to figure this out. I think his name was originally Ballast. Like, there have been merchandise images of a character that's got the same fantastic hair, the same armor, and they called him Ballast, and it might have been on a Lego set as well, but at least a little action figure pack. So I don't know, something about.
So did they release it? Did they release it with that name, or was it just a mock-up with that name?
I think it was. I'm guessing here. I've only seen images of it. I haven't seen anywhere to buy it. So it might just be a mock-up that got changed, or maybe it is being sold and it's just like they changed his name late in the game, because I know merchandise gets to like see that stuff early.
Okay. I do want to warn John Bishop in the chat. Just come on, buddy. Just clean it up. Think before you type. And then think a little more before you hit send. He says, do you think we'll get helicopter sabers in Obi-Wan? Do we want helicopter sabers?
Obviously, we all want helicopter sabers.
That's two no's, buddy. If I was in Japan, I'd be doing this to you. You excited for the Olympics, by the way?
I keep forgetting they're happening.
Really? But you can remember Malastare.
Yeah. Oh, have you not seen the thing with the Jenny Nicholson that she did with me at Celebration, where she'd ask me to name something in Star Wars and I was able to do it fine, and then she would ask me to name like the parallel in the real world and I couldn't do it? She was like, I think the first one she opened with was like, name 10 Star Wars senators. And I very quickly did it, and she was like, okay, now name 10 actual senators. So it was like...
That's epic. That is. It just makes me just put on a convention. Make the planet safe. Put on a convention.
Yeah, just make it safe again.
It's Jenny's just one of the people that I only see at events. So I'm like, oh, love to see her again. The best. The best. What about Crosshair? Where do you stand on the possible redemption of Crosshair?
I mean, if Darth Vader can be redeemed, then I'm still like, yes, Crosshair can be redeemed. And he's got the additional like chip that is probably controlling his actions. And Omega even halfway recently reminded the audience that it's not his fault. Mm. I still think there's a chance. I think it could go either way, that they could take the chip out.
But for the record, you think there can be a redemption. Are you
Am I in favor of it? It depends on how they do it. Like, if it's going to be another, he's redeemed and then he dies immediately, then just don't redeem him. But if he's redeemed and gets to go back with his brothers and help fix what he broke, then I'm for it.
All right. Listen, I understand about the mind control and the redemption and all that, but it's a cartoon mm-hmm. and I don't like that fictional cartoon character.
Okay.
He
always was a bit of a jerk.
Just make him pay. Just make him pay. You know what I'm saying? But you do think he can be redeemed?
I think he can be.
Okay. What do you think, Aubrey?
It's honestly like your worst take. And you have some pretty bad takes. I love you, but you have some pretty bad takes.
Right. At least she loves you. So there you go. You weren't ready for that at all, were you?
I was not. I was like, was she down in the backstage, like waving, like, I have something to say.
All right, Josh Chapman agrees. He gots to pay. He gots to pay. What is that from? Is that from CB4? He gots to pay. Anyway, we've got some various rumors of things filming and things going on. I guess in light, it's not going to affect our lives in any way right now, style rumors, is that Katie Sackhoff has hinted she's working on something. And in classic can't keep a secret fashion, says, like, you guess what it is, or just did something of like, I really can't say what it is, or, you know, whatever. She said without saying that she said, much like when she said she had the best day ever in her career. Well, I remember reading that going, well, you were filming some Star Wars today, lady. That's your personal best. But they're filming again. So for Mando 3, where do you think that should take off from?
Where? I hope there's not too much of a time jump.
It's interesting that, like, it's sort of like, what happens with, like, Moff Gideon? What happens just after that? Do you know what I mean? I feel like they can't cover that anymore because they'd have to poochie someone out of the scene. But I guess it's a sort of just like minutia that it's best not to go into. Like, all right, well, we all packed up and said, whoa. But some random dude just came in and took their Grogu.
Kidnapped their baby, yes.
Well, not kidnapped. Molly
keeps saying, insisting that Luke Skywalker kidnapped Grogu from all of us.
That's the bit that gets me, from all of us.
Yeah.
Like that's when someone's making a bad point. So they try to invoke people's emotion. Like, I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for all of us.
No. Luke Skywalker robbed us of the chance to see Baby Yoda every week. He's just gone now, probably.
How many episodes has he not been in since that?
All of them.
Or none of them. From a certain point of view.
Depends on your point of view. And from Molly's point of view, it's all of them.
There's been none, Molly. I don't mean to get all IMDb on you, but come on. Oh, we've got Sal here from the Rogue Rebels is in the chat. And I was actually, just before we started this, listening. He just did a podcast, Rogue Rebels podcast, with Vanessa Marshall, going into Hera's return and all that good stuff. So check that out.
That's awesome. And I plan to listen to it.
Well, the system works. See how these plugs just sizzling stuff. See, hear that, Sal? Hey? Just saying. Just helping helping a dude out. Helping a dude out. It's really weird. Like with Star Wars stuff, I love like seeing the set pics and just anything that's not story-wise, but visually and just like casting, I'm just so about it. But there's all this stuff for Indiana Jones coming out. And I guess the sets aren't that fantastical because they're just, you know, it's just like a you're going on a vacation to Europe or something.
Yeah, it's just the 60s or 70s or whatever.
Yeah, but even when people say, oh, this must mean it's set in this, I'm just like, yeah. I'm going to go see it first night, but...
Yeah, I'm fully with you. I love Indiana Jones, and I'm just like, I see the set pics, I'm like, cool. Can't wait to see it, but like, I'm not going to... I don't know. There's just no sense in the speculation for me the way that there is for Star Wars. I'm just like, yeah, Indiana Jones is in it, and that's enough.
Like, I know even one photo, he had like dots on his face, like they were going to do something. And even then, I'm like, nah, he's got dots. Whatever.
I think people were guessing that he'd be de-aged.
I think they're going to make him some older. I think it's set in, it's set now.
Uh-huh.
It's Indiana Jones. Because he had that, didn't he have the eternal life in the cup at the end of the third one?
Well, that only works if you stay within the bounds of
And that's what made it collapse?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But yeah, I think the dots mean it's going to be like Steve Rogers at the end of Endgame. Sure. So good for him. Good for him. But on Kenobi, there is a rumor of a character returning, a very well-known character, in a way that they'd be a different age, so they'd have to be played by someone else. Now, you either know or you don't. And if you know, I don't need to say anything else, right? But on paper, when they first announced it, not very pro-Kenobi, the whole thing of him getting in another lightsaber fight with Darth Vader and going off the planet, I'm just like, yeah, it's just, and then I was just like, well, that's just the one, that's just how it is in my head. Let's just, you've done this. Let's accept it. Let's move on.
I'm very much exactly with you. I had the same, like, people were saying rumors for a long time that, like, oh, Kenobi's going to leave Tatooine. And then, yeah, they confirmed it in December basically by saying rematch of the century and all that. And I was like, all right, I guess we're doing this. But yeah, I'm with you right there. Just to be like, okay, that's what they're going to do, so let's accept it.
I would like to throw out a warning, though. We're bending over backwards to go with this storyline. That this will be the rematch of the century. You better make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Make it worth it, because my back, it hurts from that bending.
Well, I'll say that this rumor, if it turns out to be true, it's something I hadn't considered before. And I can accept that Kenobi would leave the planet a little easier for this reason. If you can make a couple jumps with me logically to...
Ah, I didn't even know Kenobi knew Biggs.
Everyone knows Biggs. Okay. Biggs is in trouble. Okay, fine. It's Biggs. Biggs gets in trouble, and Kenobi has to go save him. But in the end, Biggs saves himself.
Does he?
You know, for a few years.
All right, don't watch to the end of that Star Wars film, buddy. I know you're working your way through it.
I always shut it off, like, at the hour mark.
Neil, great speculation here. Toro Calican returns.
Do you collect any Toro Calican merchandise?
Dude, I'm a Toro Calican completist, which is quite easy.
Is there any Toro Calican merch?
Where is it? I just moved, so everything's still packed up. I've got... Wait there. Just talk about your latest video, Alex. I'll see if I can get some merch.
Oh, God. What came out today? No, I talked about the High Republic Adventures because I really like that comic, and it surprises me how much I like it. And it surprises me how much it's tied into the High Republic era and how much important stuff it's gotten to do. So, yeah, that's what today's video is about.
What's it about?
The High Republic Adventures, the comic.
Oh, excellent. I've got this bad boy.
All right, that's pretty sick.
So that's a sweet little screen print. I can't remember the artist now, but he's done sort of like old school movie poster Western things for each of the first season of The Mando. I've also got Corey got me an autographed Toro, like a Jake Carnival autographed photo. I don't know where he got it from, but it's got a little Toro Calican, which is great. And I got a bootleg vintage figure card of Toro Calican.
Okay.
But they're all packed up, you know what I'm saying? I with the cast of Kenobi though, you've got Uncle Owen, Aunt Beru, Obi-Wan Kenobi. More of the characters. I meant to say characters.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to have to see Luke Skywalker, but will he talk? Can I handle a boy Luke Skywalker talking?
I mean, is that something you want? Or are you leaning towards just keep him in the distance playing with Biggs? Obviously.
I love how you got that in there. Just teaching him how to light up his first death stick.
Biggs would never take Luke down that dark path.
I don't know. They were hanging out the front of the bar or wherever that sketchy place was. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know if he should talk. That's all I'm going to say.
I think I agree with you. I'm like, and I was, you probably remember, I was the same way with Mando, where I'm like, I'm always a little nervous when there's talk of like bringing in these really, really well-known characters. I was super wrong about Luke. I think multiple times throughout season two, you were like, do you think Luke will show up? And I was like, no. And then it happened and I was like, all right, this is pretty awesome. But it's always just like, ooh, I think the safer play is to not have them.
Yeah, I was going on the whole time that he was coming, but mm-hmm. I didn't actually believe it. Do you know what I mean?
I was the first thing I did after finishing that episode was go to find to see if you'd put your reaction up yet. And I waited until yours was up because I just knew it was going to be awesome.
It was, I get goosebumps again now. It was spectacular. And I just keep that warm in my heart that they sent me to such such an apex of happiness, like physical, just manifestation of happiness. I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever get there again. That might be the happiest I ever was in my life. So. And I know there's weddings, there's children and stuff, but there's pressure in that happiness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the escapist joy, do you know what I mean? It was too much. What are you, have you heard how long this, I know it's the Mandalorian, Disney Gallery, the Mandalorian, the finale. I call it the Luke documentary.
Right.
You got any idea how long this bad boy's going for?
I'd guess 30 minutes, maybe an hour.
30? I'm angry at your guess.
I can see that.
I said last week on the show, anything under 36 minutes is unacceptable.
Why 36?
I just feel like that's a mental, like 30 minutes. It's like, it's a TV show. Like, it's just an I could have watched Everybody Loves Raymond with the ads in the same amount of time. Right.
And why wouldn't you?
Exactly. I'd try to avoid the ads, but like once you hit 36, yeah, you're itching over to 40. And, you know, then you're like, well, 40 is pretty close to 45. And 45, well, that's an hour show without the ads.
So 36 minutes is basically an hour.
Well, mentally, I can do the gymnastics to get it. I can get a 36. I can equate that with an hour if I just change all the compare apples to eggs, then yes, I can do that. So This is the topic I wanted to talk about. Michael Knipp, he's going for 44 minutes. Or don't bother. Don't bother. What if they just don't have enough footage and they're like, oh, let's just end it.
I mean, I am curious, like, why not include it in the first bit of the gallery? But
because it's a big secret, you silly bear.
The show, yeah, the show's out.
I think that they didn't want to, because like they would film that gallery stuff before the shows are out.
Okay.
So I feel like, and I would say, I'm not sure if this is, no, because like, do you know what I mean? So they don't want to be talking about it before it comes out. Because if you're talking about it, like it's like,
okay,
you know, it's not just like Bo-Katan. This is like a major, like that was like a pop culture. If you had a graph of pop culture, it was a blip on that. Like that was a good day.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So if you're just like talking about it, then that's like the cameraman or the like, it's just, don't get me started about these key grips. I don't even know what they do. But
bunch of blabbermouths.
You don't want to be
the best boy. Out. Don't trust him with anything.
It's an ironic title. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But also, apart from that, I think it would be cooler. Yeah, I'm not saying they couldn't have sped it up a little bit, but to also, and they better do this, is like focus a lot of it on like the pop culture blip. The blip. Reflect on the blip.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I wonder if
I will just say, because I just have to get in my little jabs, they will save a lot of time in the documentary. Not like they can skip the whole 5 minutes about the fans that just bought every bit of merchandise that came out of Returned Luke. Do you know what I mean? Because there's none.
Oh, I got you. See, I've just been on the lookout for Cobb Vanth merch. That's been my focus. But I wonder if the release in what, end of August, right? August 26th?
Something like that.
I wonder if it's going to include not a look at season 3 or anything, but maybe an announcement of a date, of a return date.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I feel like they won't want to do that. Maybe they will. I'm just guessing. But it's like Mando. I mean, Book of Boba Fett's the next thing, right? So let's just, I don't know. Have they been doing that for Marvel? Like saying they're pretty vague in.
I don't keep up. I mean, I watch the Marvel shows, but I don't keep up with like their marketing or anything like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you think, so there was a little thing that came out, like a publication that said that Mando season 3 is going to start in spring 2022. What do you think of that? Have you seen that news story, or not news story, but.
I haven't, but I welcome it. Wait, when's
spring? Let me.
Yeah, it's spring. I have to think of like American spring. It's all flip-flopped for me.
Yeah, it was like some book. It was like a, I don't even, it was like an industry publication.
Ah,
and it was okay. Talking about like, we're going to do, I think it was a comic that summarizes seasons 1 and 2 of The Mandalorian or something like that. And they were like, and here are the selling points for this comic, like things that you can use to tie it in. And it was like the Book of Boba Fett. December 2021, and then it said The Mandalorian Season 3, Spring 2022, which is a lot earlier than I was expecting it to be, but I don't know.
Oh man, I would like that would be so sweet. I don't know. That sort of fits in with stuff that
here we go.
Like if she's
Screen Comics graphic novel focusing on Boba Fett. That's what it is. And then
because if Katie Sackhoff is filming now.
Although I was looking at her Twitter and she said that she's headed to Canada for work. But maybe it's on location. I don't know.
I reckon she's a liar.
Also that.
She's bad at keeping secrets. Then she's bad at covering them up. I could make a very obvious comment there, but I won't. Let's keep it to Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? But because when is they, if they want something in that first quarter, maybe they're going to rush it out, do a bit of, you know, filming
the first. Well, the first quarter is probably going to be Book of Boba Fett because it's not coming out until they said Christmas. So we're going to get like one episode in 2021, right?
Yeah, I hope they bang out a couple.
But
spring could be that could be the Q2 one.
Yeah.
And then Andor in Q3.
And then maybe Kenobi in December.
Yeah, because I like, you know, that Marvel thing, it seems like it's every 3 months.
Right.
So I'm interested.
There might be a Bad Batch mixed in there too.
Yeah, great if there is, but I just don't want that. I'm happy for the cartoon. Watch it first day, loving it. Omega, I'm down. But don't make that count for my.
Don't make it like a. Don't push everything else off.
Yeah, for I don't 16 want that.
Weeks.
I don't want that to be my one quarter Star Wars.
Right. Well, I wonder, like, I mean, eventually these things are going to start doubling up, right? Between all the Marvel shows and all the Star Wars shows, they're going to have to start spreading out their schedule a little bit. So what if, like, it could be the Bad Batch comes out on Fridays still, but our live action day is Wednesday or, I don't know, something like that. They could start spreading things out a little more.
I can't deal with two in the 1 week.
Alex. Oh, it's a lot.
And it doesn't seem necessary. It seems like there's not going to be more weeks than episodes. Do you know what I mean? If it's only like six episodes, then just shift them. I don't want to do doubles. Don't.
Well, then the Bad Batch is going to be in there somewhere, probably.
Bloody crosshair. Alrighty, Alex, I have got to whip out and go fetch my youngling Star Wars reference, everyone. So would you like to sizzle your stream of high quality Star Wars content on the internet?
Sure. We're doing a stream tomorrow. Molly and I are going to be building. We're building the Lego Darth Vader helmet right now, so we'll probably finish that tomorrow evening. Otherwise, we're covering the Bad Batch every Friday, and Steel is going to be streaming with us on August 6th to Excellent. Talk about the finale.
The finale. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I almost missed this, but Jared the Dark Jedi hit us up with a super chat. Thank you so much. And he says, I like the idea that on its face that Obi-Wan shouldn't leave, but the fact that he is begs the question, at least for me, that there's something big to make him leave, like a chance to take Vader off the board in some way. That's not a bad reason that he's got a chance. Yeah. But like you can imagine the Ghost of Qui-Gon, we could end this now. And then he's off to end this now. It always gets
I'm
people
sure,
in trouble.
Always I'm sure they're going to have a good reason.
Trying to end it now. We could end this now. Never turns out well. It's never now. It's always later.
Well, that's the rumor thing is something where I'm like, I feel like that could tie into a big enough reason for him to leave. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on board with that. It's something I hadn't considered before. So,
well,
I'm okay with that.
Mathematically, it makes perfect sense.
Go on.
When you put the importance.
What?
One thing's as important as the other.
We can talk offline.
I feel like we have to. Right? All right. I just want anyone in the chat. Am I making sense or not?
I'm like trying to do math in my head. That's not what I signed up for.
I would just say that my mate Anthony's in the chat, and he says it could be a battle that takes place in their mind, and that just that just made me think of like most of Twitter. All right, John Bishop.
Okay.
Yes, makes sense. Oh, Catherine Neen, not to me. All right. Wow.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I think I see what you're saying.
Great. Excellent. All right, Star Wars Explained, and check out the I've been enjoying the what is it, the Clone Zone?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. I love any show that rhymes.
Me too. Molly threw that name out as a joke for the show, and I was like, no, that's it. I love it.
And Sal has no idea what I'm talking about, which is very representative of our relationship, I feel. But let us wrap it up by acknowledging that this episode has gone on
long enough.
So, obey the algorithm. Do all that. Do it. Do it. Oh, that was probably my best Star Wars impression then, that do it thing. I didn't even mean it. Excellent. Hey, thanks so much. I'll be back on Thursday. And may that force be with you. Mate, I make a perfectly good point and you just airball me. You knew what I was talking about.
No, I didn't.
You're making me look like an idiot.
Also, I have my headphones turned way down, so I like kind of heard you.
That's not a good endorsement at all for the show. When I guessed, I turned the headphones down. All right, fine.
You made me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.